Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. The Japanese video game company Namco may not be as noteworthy as, say, Nintendo, Sega, or Capcom in Western regions, but they are most famous for pioneering the mainstream appeal of video games with their arcade hits from the early 80s like Pac-Man, Galaga, and Dig Dug. Decades later, they went on to develop and publish many other video games on home consoles, though most of these generally appealed more to Japanese audiences. But around the mid-2000s, Namco released a rather bizarre game that miraculously managed to become a worldwide success, a game by the name of Katamari Damacy, roughly meaning Clump Spirit in Japanese. Katamari Damacy released in 2004 on the PlayStation 2, although its initial prototype was developed on the Nintendo GameCube. It's a particularly quirky game with surrealist humour and gameplay unlike anything else. You have to roll a colourful ball known as a katamari to pick up various objects until it grows as big as can be, from small objects like paperclips and pencils, to larger things like trees, cars, houses, humans, and eventually entire continents or even the entire planet. So, what in the world is the purpose of this in the game? Well, it's all because the king of all cosmos accidentally destroyed the moon, the stars, and all the constellations in the night sky. And that is where the king's son, the prince, comes in. Though he is merely a few centimeters tall, the prince can roll the katamari with ease, even when it grows to enormous sizes the more objects it picks up. Within each level in the game, you were tasked with either growing the katamari to a certain height within the time limit, or you were tasked with only gathering objects with a shared theme within a set time limit instead. And after completing each level, the katamari is returned to the king, and he transforms it into restored versions of the stars, with the moon being saved for last to be restored. The game is also a bit of an outlier compared to other games that released in the 2000s, since instead of featuring advanced graphics, the game's art style was rather primitive and blocky with bright saturated colours, and every interactable object looks like it is part of a set piece of toys, like Lego, Mega Bloks, or Playmobil. Katamari Damacy also features various genres of songs throughout the game, all of which being produced from different singers and musicians from Japan. Now, despite the game sounding potentially too strange or niche in concept to have a wide appeal beyond its native region in Japan, Katamari Damacy was critically acclaimed and sold surprisingly well in North America, to the point that retailers needed more copies to meet demand. This success caused Namco to quickly give the go-ahead for a sequel game, which would eventually spawn the Katamari series of games. Although Katamari Damacy did not release in Europe or Australia due to the publishers in those regions believing the game would be too quirky for those audiences, all other games in the Katamari series did get released in those regions from the second game onwards. Then over a decade later, a remastered version of Katamari Damacy released on Windows computers and Nintendo Switch in 2018, then later on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in 2020. Admittedly, I never played or heard of the first game in the Katamari series at the time it released, as I was introduced to the series via the fourth game in the series, Beautiful Katamari, that released on the Xbox 360 in 2007. And let me tell you, the control scheme present in each game is challenging to learn, but still, all games in the Katamari series are very silly and entertaining to play. They certainly offer the most unique gameplay I have seen from any video game. Join me again next time,